people,
don't you know?
Places,
don't you know?
Events,
don't you know?
From the campus of Winona State University, KQAL FM is proud to present
Don't You Know?
Today on Don't You Know, we have a couple of special guests, Jennifer Holden, the Winona Hy-Vee dietitian, and her intern Jocelyn Smith. With Christmas right around the corner, Jennifer and Jocelyn give us some tips on healthy holiday eating. We talk about appetizers, sweets, and how to not overeat during that big holiday meal. We also learn what role alcohol might play in gaining those extra holiday pounds. I'm Bill Stoneberg with Jennifer Holden and Jocelyn Smith, and this is Don't You Know. How are you guys doing today?
I'm doing pretty good.
Pretty good.
Cool. Well, thanks for being on the show today. We really appreciate it. We're going to talk about holiday eating. And first, I was just thinking, you know, many people wonder about, or worry about, rather, overeating during the holidays. And there's lots of sweets, you know, lots of fatty foods. What do you think is the biggest thing that people should worry about? I know that's kind of a big question to start off with, but...
Sure. I know the average weight gain for people tends to be 2 to 5 pounds during the holiday season.
Okay.
And so the overeating can be an issue. One way to prevent that, but still make sure that you're getting good nutrition, is to fill half your plates with fruits and vegetables.
Oh, okay. Then does that keep you fuller? Or?
Yes, definitely. It's a good source of fiber. They're lower in calories. So you're filling up with fewer calories, but leaving room for some of those sweet treats that you enjoy as well. You
know, okay.
And kind of compensate with the calories.
Cool. So we can have a little bit of sweets then.
Definitely.
Okay, great. But what if you have multiple parties to go to? I mean, how do you handle that? You know, I mean, you don't want to offend the host. So how do you go about... Do you still partake in each party? Or?
Oh, definitely. You know, kind of go into it with a plan. You know, for instance, let's say the traditional parties that you're having each year, you kind of have an idea of what the spreads are going to be at each one.
Okay.
You know, have a plan going into it. Like, what are going to be your favorite foods at each party? And make sure that you have them, but use like smaller serving sizes of it so that you're not overeating at each party. So an easy way to stick with the smaller serving sizes, too, is just to use a smaller plate. It's pretty amazing, you know, if you put the same amount of food on a small plate versus a large plate, the small plate's going to look like it's overflowing, and that's going to be really appealing to you. But if you have a large plate with just a few small servings on, you're going to feel like you didn't eat anything, and you're going to want to go back for more.
Oh, right.
So kind of tricking your mind,
okay.
But still allowing those favorite treats, because let's be honest, they only come once a year, a lot of them.
Right,
you know, like.
Right.
Jocelyn and I have been talking a lot lately in the store looking through recipes, and we're like, oh, you know, like peppermint's been something we've been talking about lately.
Yeah.
Like, you don't have peppermint a lot throughout, or at least I don't,
right,
throughout
yeah.
the year. So, you know, some of those dishes you only have once a year, like definitely enjoy them.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. So if you eat foods that are more full, is it okay if you, what if you do the opposite and you skip meals kind of to make room or fast for that? Is that safe to do or healthy to do? Doesn't seem like it would be.
No, that's not really recommended, because what happens, and I know it's very common,
mm-hmm.
I've heard lots of people say like, oh, well, I haven't eaten anything all day, so I can save up my calories.
Right.
But what happens is you come to that meal starving, so you're going to overeat.
Okay.
And so throughout the day, you know, make sure that you still eat your meals, but maybe eat smaller, lighter meals.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe that's when you get your fruits and vegetables in.
Oh, okay.
You know, and then so then when it comes to the evening party, then you can enjoy those more higher calorie foods. And you know that you got good nutrition earlier in the day.
Mm-hmm.
So you can feel good about those choices you're making, too.
Okay. So maybe stick to your regular routine for the early part of the day before the parties.
And... Yes, definitely. Don't skip meals. 'Cause, yeah, you're just more likely to overeat.
Okay. Does it... And then when you get to the party, does it matter how fast or slow you eat? You know, like I assume if you were trying to, quote, save your calories, like you said, then you're going to probably eat pretty fast. Is that, does that matter?
Do you want to take this one, Jocelyn?
Yeah. So the recommendation would be to eat at a slower pace. You're also saving time to enjoy your food. And with that, you're... So you're enjoying the food, you're eating at a slower pace, then you're not going to overeat.
Okay.
You're going to listen to your body. And then with that, then you can tell when you're full, maybe I want some more of this, maybe, oh, I'm okay with that. So, yeah.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
okay. Are there specific foods that you should avoid? You know, are there like traditional holiday foods, like you mentioned the peppermint? Are there other foods that you should kind of stay away from, or can you partake in it all as long as you keep that portion size in mind?
I think I can speak for most dietitians when I say we don't like the word avoid. We don't like food shaming.
Oh, okay.
Actually, all foods have a place. Right. And, you know, like maybe if you're going to avoid something, like if mashed potatoes are out, we eat mashed potatoes year round, you know. Mm-hmm. Right. I know like Thanksgiving, I always like to look at the spread and like mashed potatoes are out. Well, I have mashed potatoes all the time, but maybe there's like a sweet potato casserole that's only made at Thanksgiving. So then okay. I'll make that choice and avoid the potatoes. But yeah, don't deprive yourself of anything, because okay. if you say I can't have that, what are you going to be thinking throughout the whole party?
Right.
I can't have that, but I really want it. I can't have it, but I really want it.
Oh, okay, so that's good news. We can partake in everything as long as we keep in mind what portion size.
Yeah, and yeah. Let yourself enjoy the food. We like to have healthy relationships with food and enjoy the food. But also don't overindulge. So, you know, allow yourself to have it. Take a small serving and, like Jocelyn said, slowly eat it so that you really enjoy it. Like, you know, smell it and savor it in your mouth and realize just how good it is and why you enjoy it so much. Mm-hmm. And when you slow down, then that gives your body time to say, like, hey, you know what? I'm content. We don't need to eat more.
Okay. I also heard a trick to put your fork down between bites. What's that all about?
Yeah, that's, once again, just another way to kind of slow down and really stay more in tuned with your eating. Okay. Lots of people will find different tricks that work for them, and that's a simple one that's not like, that doesn't stand out too much. You're not doing anything too weird, you know, by putting your fork right. down, so you're not drawing attention to yourself. And that's just taking more time between bites.
Oh, okay.
Some other people will say, like, maybe to take, like, 10 like chew your food 10 times before swallowing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just giving yourself more time to be more aware of your chewing and like, and the food that you have, the flavors, the textures and whatnot. So you're enjoying it more and not just swallowing it.
Okay.
Cause I think when I like step back and think about it, like when we're so excited to eat something and we like choke it down without chewing, like you're not enjoying it at all. Like why make yourself so uncomfortable afterwards if you're not right. even enjoying the food you're eating?
Right. And then does that help you when you chew slower or put your fork down, things like that, just eat slower in general? Does that help you to feel more full then, or how, you know, or is it just to enjoy the food and not eat quite so much?
Well, one thing that it will help with to help with your feelings of cessation is, you know, essentially the fiber and whatever and fat and protein that's in it's what's going to make you feel full. But by slowing down, that gives your body time to realize that it's full. So typically it takes our body 15 minutes to tell our brain, hey, I'm full, stop eating. So if you're eating a whole plate in 10 minutes, your brain's going to think, I'm still hungry, I need to eat more.
Right.
But if you slow down, then that gives your body and your brain more time to communicate and say, like, oh, no, I'm content. Like, we can stop eating and move on to the next activity.
Okay. That's good advice. And then often there's leftovers. You know, people tend to, it seems like the Thanksgiving or Christmas meal might get stretched out over, you know, a week or so if there's a lot of leftovers. Is that okay to do, or does that set up bad habits, you know, eating all those different foods?
Jocelyn is a big fan of leftovers, so I'll let
her take love leftovers. So obviously being in college, leftovers is great because that's one less thing that I have to think about,
right.
But also you can repurpose them. It saves you a bit of money, and then you can obviously keep going throughout the week, but... and you're still, let's say you have, I know like with my Thanksgiving leftovers, I still had salad, squash, turkey, things like that. And then I would have like a lunch, and it helps you meal prep throughout the week. My only suggestion would be to watch out for the expiration. So eat them as quickly as you can.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Or freeze them.
Freezing
can help.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know after my wedding, we got to take home all the extra chicken and pork, and it was all hot.
Yeah.
So it was like right away, you know, think about what you're going to use for the week. you know, before it goes bad, and then put the rest in the freezer right away. You want to freeze it as soon as possible instead of being like, oh, it's been in the fridge for a while, better throw it in the freezer.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So a little bit of planning ahead of time, but it helps you out and helps with avoiding food waste, and, which helps with your budget.
Yeah. I mean, just a little side note, I remember, you know, back at Thanksgiving, I had a taste for pumpkin pie, and I didn't get any leftovers of it, so I went and bought a pumpkin pie at Hy-Vee, you know, so I kind of stretched that out. I think I probably shouldn't have done that.
Well, you know, that's something, too, if it's just you at home, you know, you could cut off part of it and freeze the other half, you know, so that you have a few slices around then, and then, I mean, I personally don't like pumpkin pie, but I know most people won't turn down pumpkin pie later on in the year, even if it's not Thanksgiving.
Right.
But thanks for purchasing it from Hy-Vee.
Yeah, definitely. It was a great pie. It was fantastic.
They do make good pies over there.
Yeah, they do. Mm-hmm. How important is it to move around? Like if you have several parties to go to, and is exercise a part of it? Do you... you know, get up and take a walk between parties or something like that? Would that help?
Definitely. I always encourage finding ways to be more active.
Okay.
I know my family, we usually just have, you know, one party per day. So we're not finding ourselves going between parties. If you're going between parties, that makes it a little bit simpler to sneak in some type of exercise, you know, whether you're parking further away, so you're just taking more steps from the vehicle to the house. Or else, like, I always encourage, like, oh, you know, let's go for a walk if it's a nicer day out. Or growing up, we always went sledding.
That was
like, you know, we ate Christmas dinner or lunch, and then we went outside and we went sledding, and we came back for supper. But I know, hit or miss in Minnesota, sometimes it's really cold and there's no way we're going outside.
Right.
So find activities inside that you can be active. I know my family is a big fan of the Wii, which gets you up and moving around, or charades and stuff like that, just to keep your body moving.
Okay.
And a nice thing with that is it distracts you from the food, too.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Because my family likes to make Christmas cookies, and, you know, they're always sitting out, so they're always on your mind.
Right.
But if you're busy moving around, playing a game that keeps you interactive, you're less likely to go back over to the cookie table.
Right. And speaking of, you know, the food being set out like that, the cookies, what about hors d'oeuvres, you know, before the meal is served? Is it okay to kind of, if you fill up on those, does that help you eat less, or is that just adding to the issue there?
I would say maybe do a few, but keep in mind that, you know, if you want the meal to be the center, you know, maybe think, okay, I'll just have a few, but that's not your meal.
Okay, sure.
So we don't want to fill up on that, because then you're losing out on the opportunity to get your fruits and your vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
And a good size, a good portion of protein and whole grains.
So. Okay, so don't eat the appetizers and then plow through the meal as well. Huh?
I know my family is a big fan of the hors d'oeuvre type stuff too.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if you're going to have a little kind of social time before the meal, maybe just look at all of them and see like which one or two look the most appealing to you, and then have just one of each of them.
Okay.
So once again, you're happy with your choices, but you're not overindulging.
Right. And maybe have some veggies and stuff like that to munch on.
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
We'll never say a no to that.
Right.
Veggie tray is always welcome.
Okay. And then I was also thinking about the exercise. You know, a lot of people will start exercising after it to kind of lose those couple pounds they put on. Is that okay to do if you're not used to exercising, if you're only doing it after the holiday? Or is that kind of dangerous? Should you talk to a doctor? Or how does...
Yeah, it's always advised if you're not used to exercise to speak with your physician first.
Okay.
To make sure that your body is capable of the exercise you're doing.
Sure.
And start off slowly. You know, even just a 10-minute walk once a day is better than nothing at all.
Okay. So every little bit counts then, huh?
Yes.
Okay.
And another thought about that, too, is, you know, if you're not used to exercising, don't do much, and then all of a sudden you hit it really hard right after the holidays,
yeah.
you might injure your body, and then that's going to set you back even more.
Ooh,
you know, or right. you might exhaust yourself or wear yourself out. But if you start off slow and kind of introduce that new behavior, mm-hmm. you're more likely to continue with it. And then you can always build on that. So maybe the first week only walk 10 minutes, and then the next week add another 5 or 10 minute walk.
Okay. So get into it slowly.
Yes.
Okay. And then you might have touched on this a little bit before, but what kind of foods can you substitute? You know, like I mentioned, veggies for hors d'oeuvres. You know, are there good substitutions for the traditional foods like the ham and the pies and the cookies?
There's always substitutions. Keep in mind that they might not be the same.
Right.
And so, you know, certain stuff like ham, depending on how often you have it throughout the year, it might not be as big of a deal to you, or maybe just have a smaller slice of ham.
Okay.
Because some form of protein is good to have on mm-hmm. your plate. And, you know, it's going to vary between the different Christmas parties. Like maybe if you like turkey better, that's going to be a lower sodium option, but a good source of protein still.
Okay.
But, you know, when it comes to cookies, you know, I went through a phase where I tried to make them healthier, but in reality, they're not as good.
Oh, okay.
You know, so just, sometimes you find the good ones. But I like to say, you know, it's Christmas time. Enjoy your traditional foods. Just be aware of the portion sizes. So, okay. you know, pick out a smaller cookie and just be happy with that. And like sure. we said before, you know, slowly eat it and enjoy it.
Speaking of portion size, how do you know what's a good portion size for you? Does it vary from person to person, or is there kind of a general rule?
There is a general guideline. So what I like to use is my hand.
Okay.
You always have it with you.
Right. Well, hopefully.
Right. Yeah. Ideally.
Right.
And so like we talked about, half a plate would be fruits and vegetables. A serving would be about a cup of about half to a cup. Depending on the size of the vegetable.
Mm-hmm.
So about like the size of your palm.
Okay.
Meat or protein would be about a 3-ounce portion. So that's about the size of a deck of cards.
Oh, wow.
Or, yeah. So it's nice to be able to have those items that you can relate to a portion.
Okay.
Like a tablespoon is the size of your thumb.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So
I never knew all that.
Mm-hmm.
So anything you could fit in the palm of your hand is generally, that's
pretty
probably
good serving.
Good serving.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just don't eat with your hands. Still use the utensils.
Ideally.
Or clean hands.
Or clean
always
hands.
Wash your hands before eating.
that's a very good tip too. This time of the year.
Yeah.
It's
flu
yeah.
season, so.
Yep. So, and you mentioned before, you know, if you use the bigger plate and you have the portion sizes correctly, but it looks like it's not enough mm-hmm. and you go back for seconds, is seconds and, well, maybe thirds, is that like a no-no just to do in general? Or is it okay if you kind of ate slower and you didn't eat quite as much? Is that okay? Or is it generally just don't do seconds, fill up on the first round and...
That's kind of a tough call because mm-hmm. people are so different. I know some don't like their food touching at all. So if they have a smaller plate, they really might not
sure.
have had like
yeah.
a decent amount of food. I always like to say like, you know, maybe during the holidays, if there's a lot of people, some people are sitting close to the table. Some are in another room. If you can find yourself in the other room so you're not by the food, then you're taking a more conscious approach to going back for that second plate,
okay.
you know. I know I had a big family growing up, and when we were kids, we were always the ones furthest away, and, you know, we thought about maybe seconds, and no, that's too much work to get through the crowd. I'm just going to go play, you know, and
okay.
so, I'm not going to say no to seconds or thirds,
mm-hmm.
but definitely, you know, think through it and really listen to your body to see if you're full and content. Because, you know, if you go back for that second plate of food, are you really going to enjoy that plate of food, or are you going to be overfull and uncomfortable throughout
right.
the rest of the day? I work with people a lot with the holidays and, you know, kind of getting out of those bad habits of overeating and whatnot. And it's really fun to hear afterwards when they're successful at not overeating of how good they felt.
Oh.
You know, they were very happy with their choices and their bodies just felt good instead of like wanting to go crash on the couch and fall asleep for a couple hours.
Right.
Instead, they were interactive with their family. They're playing games. They were having fun and they didn't feel guilty.
And speaking of, you know, interacting in the socializing part, what about alcohol? Is that, you know, besides just staying safe as far as driving goes, things like that, but does alcohol contribute to unhealthy eating, or is the alcohol itself adding too many calories?
Yes. Alcohol is something I was hoping we would talk about.
Okay.
Because the liquid calories can be dangerous. You don't realize that you're drinking calories.
Right.
You know, they're not as filling as full food. So I did bring a few different numbers to talk about.
Sure.
To kind of bring awareness to everybody. The eggnog usually has around 400 calories per glass.
Wow.
Yes.
Even non-alcoholic?
Yes, that's without the alcohol.
Wow.
So then you have your average can of beer or even regular pop is around 150 calories. Hard liquor contains about 175 calories in just 2 ounces. Wine contributes to 80 calories in half a cup. So 4 ounces, and most people drink a lot more than 4 ounces in one glass.
Right.
So something to think about. Definitely, you know, it's the holidays. It's time to enjoy ourselves, and it's nice to have a glass of wine or a cup of eggnog, but just be aware that there are a fair amount of calories in that beverage. So maybe if you're going to be drinking multiple ones, like have a glass of water in between just to kind of help space it out. And yeah, you know, once again, like walk away from the drink as well. So it's not as easy to pour another glass or grab another beer.
Okay.
And I think like the pop one is one that really can be easy to switch up. If you drink pop, you're probably drinking it year round. So it's not as special of a treat.
Sure.
So maybe replace that with water or a diet pop. That's not going to have the calories. That's just going to put on the weight.
Okay. Okay. How about, you know, kind of the theory of putting down your fork? What if you put down the drink? Does that help? You know,
definitely that would help slow
instead
it down.
Instead of holding it,
or start up a conversation so your mouth is too busy.
Okay, that's good advice as well. I like that because the socialization part is important. That's
definitely that's what you're there for. Is I mean, hopefully not just the food.
Right,
hopefully you
want
to see the people there too.
Yeah, sometimes there's always that one that you.
The one that causes the drinking. No.
right. So maybe avoid that.
Just go into the room that person's not in.
Right. You know, we mentioned both types of food and portion sizes. Is there one that's more important than the other, or should we take all of this advice together, you know?
I guess that comes down to people's individual goals. You know, if you don't get all of your fruits and vegetables in one day, it's not going to hurt your overall health. But I think really focusing on the portion sizes is what's going to leave you feeling better at the end of the day if you're not uncomfortable with being overstuffed.
Okay. That sounds good. And you feel better too, like you said. You know, you don't feel stuffed and things like that.
I'd like people to leave the holidays feeling happy about the whole situation, you know.
Right. Right.
Happy with the time you had there and not feeling guilty.
Okay.
And so I think by allowing yourself to have a few of your favorite treats, but not overindulging to the point where you're too full, then you're going to be happy with the whole situation. You're going to look forward to Christmas next year.
Right. Instead of trying to work it off the whole spring.
Feeling guilty all January.
Right. And this is kind of a different type of question, but what about... you know, the holidays are sometimes depressing for some people. And I know that oftentimes people cope with that by eating. Is there a way you can avoid that? Or, you know, is there any advice you would give to someone who's dealing with that? Or is that kind of outside of the...
No, it's really fascinating how connected emotions are with food. I know growing up, we were rewarded with food. And when we had a boo-boo, Dad went to the freezer and found a popsicle or an ice, you know. So, and just growing up, we really learned to associate our emotions with food. And so it's really hard to break that barrier. Mm-hmm. And so one thing to do, I know, to help with depression is being more active. So, you know, maybe instead of going to the bag of potato chips, like try going for a walk first.
Okay.
Or drinking water, or finding something that you enjoy doing, whether it's a puzzle or some other type of activity, just to distract your mind from the food, so that you're less likely to overindulge, because that's just going to disappoint you even more.
Right, right. And those pounds could maybe depress you as well.
Right.
Okay. So really, it's take all the advice together, and that could help depression too with your food choices and exercise.
Yes, definitely. Eating foods that are going to make you feel good about yourself, and being active is going to make you feel better as well.
Okay. Do you guys have any other just general advice that you would think is important that we haven't talked about?
I would say for the depression, I know with my family, we've lost quite a few people. So we take advantage of that and we celebrate as much as we can. So I know when I'll be going home, actually next week I'll be going home for Christmas break. And I'll spend as much time with my friends and my family as I can. And that's a nice distraction from the sad parts of the holiday.
So, okay. So just make sure you're with people you enjoy. Yeah.
And you're making safe and healthy choices.
Right.
Right.
Okay. Great. Is there any kind of resources, like at, like, does Hy-Vee's website have any resources for people if they want to find more information on healthy eating during the holidays?
Definitely. We have over 100 dietitians working for Hy-Vee, so we have a lot of stuff on our Hy-Vee.com, which is a helpful twist if you're looking for alternatives on how to make recipes a little bit healthier. We have a very large database of recipes and some really nice search engines on there where you can look for like dietitian-approved recipes or whatever specific nutrition concerns you have. You can actually select that and we'll find recipes that fall under that.
Oh, great.
And then, yeah, you can, like, search terms in there, too, because we do have a lot of nutrition, like, newsletters is what we call them. We send them out in email, but we also post them on our Hy-Vee.com so that you can read through them as well.
Okay, great. So that's Hy-Vee.com.
Yes.
And then you should be able to find the nutrition newsletter on there.
Yeah, just go into the search bar is what I usually do.
Okay.
It's a pretty decent search engine, which will bring up that type of stuff for you, whatever topic you might be looking for.
Okay, fantastic.
Otherwise, I'm always a resource at the Winona Hy-Vee as well. I'm there Monday through Friday, occasional weekends, so you can just stop by and ask for me.
Oh, cool.
If I'm not there, they'll give you my business card to get a hold of me.
Okay, fantastic. So you can get some one-on-one information.
Yeah, I know sometimes people think I'm like behind the counter, food prepping and whatnot. We have other people for that. I'm there for the customers.
Okay. That's great. Yeah. Good resource right here in town.
Definitely.
I love it. I've been here with Jennifer Holden. She's the Hy-Vee dietitian and right here in Winona, Minnesota. And also Jocelyn Smith. She's an intern with Jennifer. Thanks so much for being on our show today, guys.
Good. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks again to Jennifer Holden, Hy-Vee dietitian, and her intern Jocelyn Smith, for joining us today on Don't You Know. For more tips on healthy eating during the holidays and all year round, go to Hy-Vee.com. Or just stop into the Winona Hy-Vee and ask for Jennifer Holden. I'm Bill Stoneberg, and you've been listening to Jennifer Holden and Jocelyn Smith on Don't You Know.
Thanks for listening to Don't You Know. Support for this program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Don't You Know is produced by KQAL-FM to keep you up to date on the people, places, and events in and around Winona. Visit us online at kqal.org.